Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. This is a video to say do not free Tommy Robinson, because all too often there's been the slogan free Tommy Robinson by those of his ilk. So who is he? He is a loathsome demagogue who's been on the scene since about 2012. He's been quite a well-known personality. Tommy Robinson, that's his alias. Should I call him Stephen Christopher Yaxley Lennon? He's gone by numerous other aliases, Stephen Lennon, Wayne King, Andrew McMaster, Paul Harris, and so on. So he's wanted by the police at the moment. He's been in and out of prison quite a few times, and you don't do something serious in the United Kingdom to end up in jail. So he is a real scumbag, and he's wanted by the police right now. So he's often been known for indulging in anti-Muslim bigotry. Now, there's a reason critique of Islam, which is a set of beliefs and practices, and I'm fine with people critique different belief systems, robustly indeed, even if some people find that offensive. But he goes beyond that to not just be critical of a belief system and certain practices, but really to be demonizing a whole section of humanity. Is it almost 1.5 billion people? Now, there are times Tommy Robinson's been more reasonable, been more open-minded. He's willing to speak to Muslims in a civilized way. He claims to have Muslims at his wedding, which might be true. It's possible that Tommy Robinson is not actually anti-Muslim, just extraordinarily cynical. Not actually anti-Muslim, but willing to appeal to anti-Muslim bigotry because he recognizes that will mean he's adulated by a certain segment of society. You know, he's a hero to some. But it's all the more depressing if he went from being a bigot to being quite reasonable for a while, you know, maybe about 10 years ago, back to being a knuckle dragger once again. So, you know, the criminal record of Tommy Robinson, I probably haven't got it all. Well, there are other crimes he's committed where he didn't actually get a prison sentence. 15 months in 2005, 12 months in 2013, 18 months in 2014, 10 months in 2018, 9 months in 2019, a number of suspended sentences, 12 weeks in 2011, 3 months in 2018, 12 months community rehabilitation in 2011, and he's wanted by the police again. So he's a football hooligan largely since the beginning. He lost his first serious job for assaulting a police officer. I mean, it just goes on and on. You really wouldn't want someone like this to be the icon of your movement. And just because, you know, he's a criminal doesn't mean that his views and everything are wrong. All right, not necessarily wrong on everything. But I would have to have some sort of prejudice against trusting this person's integrity when I realize that he's got a criminal record as long as your arm. Yes, I do know about working class people. I mean, I'm kind of working class. Certainly my grandparents were working class. So really, his class is neither here nor there. And obviously working class people who abominate him. So at the moment, he's wanted by the police. He was arrested after his latest protest. And I'm certainly up for his right to demonstrate. And often what he said is absolutely noisome, but shouldn't be criminalized. There are times when he's crossed the line into robust expressions of opinion into incitement to hatred. And I'm someone who I'm almost a free speech fundamentalist. But there are times what he's done has transgressed even what I think should be legal. So he was arrested by the police at Folkestone, about to get into the Channel Tunnel under the Terrorism Act. But anyway, he was released, and it seems that he's released on bail. He skipped the country. That went on because apparently they couldn't prevent him leaving the country. There are easier ways to get out of the UK. If you're in Northern Ireland, then just cross the border by foot, by car, by bus, by train, swim, canoe, ride a horse, anything. Then you're in the Republic of Ireland because there are no border controls. He's said all sorts of things which are deeply unhelpful. He sort of endorsed Israel's cause, but I think for Israel, that would be sort of the kiss of death. They don't want that. He's gone around, he's made bogus accusations of paedophilia against totally innocent people, against the boyfriend of a journalist whom he didn't like. He has stalked people, he's harassed them, he's gone around to their house in the small hours and things like that. He's doxxed people. He's really is very bad news. He's committed fraud on many occasions, and we're not talking about petty fraud, is fraud of hundreds of thousands of pounds. So he is, seems to be a career criminal. Small matters like using somebody else's passport to fly to the United States. I don't know why he wouldn't use his own. I think they wouldn't have allowed him in their public of order offences and things like that. So do not free Tommy Robinson. Geert Wilders, the Dutch politician, with whom I vehemently disagree on many things, he's endorsed him, addressed a rally in Trafalgar Square saying, free Tommy Robinson. Well, I don't agree with that. So Tommy Robinson, he's spread the most toxic conspiracy theories. He's said that he's told lies about people, which have really had a terrible effect on these people, false accusing them of various crimes, a Syrian refugee boy, for example. So he's really bad news. Now, he started out in the British National Party. This is around about 2002, when it was an openly white supremacist party, wanted to expel all non-white people from the United Kingdom, even British citizens, even people born in the United Kingdom. Some non-white people have been in the UK, their ancestors have been in the UK for centuries. So they really were the most vicious bigots who wanted to strip people of their rights. So I'm very much a race mixer, I'm an integrationist. I believe we should all intermingle happily. That's wonderful. I'm quite a mental melting pot person, to some extent a multiculturalist. You can be bicultural, and the United Kingdom, Republic of Ireland too, were quite monochromatic into large scale Commonwealth immigration. And he's obviously lost a libel case. He's carried on repeating these lies about people, which have a really bad effect on people's lives, are really destructive towards various people. So he's a very, very bad news. So if you do know where he is, please tell the police, and hopefully we can he will be arrested and things like that, contempt of court and things like that. And social media has banned him, all sorts of things. Now, I really don't like deplatforming. I really don't like cancel culture. But no, a social media outlet is not obliged to give you a platform. They're not obliged. Are they publishing your stuff? I mean, arguably, they're not banning you, not saying that you can say it somewhere else. You can shout on the street. You can pay to set up your own equivalent to YouTube or Telegram. You can print your own leaflets and hand them out. But no, they don't actually have to facilitate you in broadcasting your views. And the fact that Alex Jones of InfoWars brought him on shows that you can judge him by the company that he keeps. So here's very bad news indeed. Funny for someone who really wanted to control immigration, he broke immigration law by using a false of somebody else's passport to get around. So he's gone spreading lies about ethnic minority people and religious minority people, saying that they're hugely responsible for rape and things like that. Obviously, it's a terrible crime. I don't want anyone to commit it. I don't want anyone to suffer it. But using that to demonize certain ethnic and religious communities is very bad news indeed. Okay, the individual is responsible, not the broader community is not responsible. So justice has got to be for individuals, not about penalizing whole ethnic groups or whole religions and things like that. Yes, he is despicable, Tommy Robinson. So he's perhaps the foremost anti-Muslim spokesman in the United Kingdom. He's gone around to intimidate journalists at their houses in the small hours. Now, some of the people against him, so-called Hope Not Hate or Searchlight, they are communist scumbags too. So just because Robinson is despicable, that doesn't automatically mean that his enemies are good people either. Tommy Robinson, I'll be delighted if we never heard any more about him. In 2023, he published these claims, completely bogus claims about a boy, false accusing him of crimes and things like that, and he lost a libel case about that. So he's got a court hearing due in October 2023. I have an awful feeling that he's not going to show up. So he's very bad news, expectorating hatred, disseminating ill feeling towards Muslims in particular, and causing disharmonious relations. So Tommy Robinson is really not needed. If we never heard from him again, it would be a good thing. He says how he thinks the Quran is a violent and cursed book. Okay. I don't agree with that. There are those who do. I don't dispute his right to say that. The trouble is that is damaging community relations. I know people say, oh, I find this offensive, which is not in itself an argument, but I'm despicable. Thank you very much. If Tommy Robinson fans detest me, then I would take that as an enormous compliment. So Tommy Robinson, please be quiet if you can't say anything useful or helpful. The good news is Tommy Robinson is losing. The Muslim community in the United Kingdom is growing in numbers, and often there are harmonious relations between people of different ethnic and religious backgrounds. That must be very dispiriting for him to see. So Tommy Robinson, what does he really believe? If he's so courageous, will the real Tommy Robinson please stand up? The police are looking for you. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel, and thank you for subscribing on Patreon. Please donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone.